I'd like to discuss Halacha Shaila, which has many, many practical applications throughout the year. Now, daily lives, Shabbos is going to be with particular reference to Hanukkah, which is fast approaching Mitzvah Hashem. When it comes to keeping mitzvahs, Chazal teach us the Mechiltin Parshas Boy, Mitzvah Habo Liyodacho Al Tach Mitzvah. The mitzvah comes your way, go and keep it. There's results, don't delay. Asay oitom yad. Keep it as the first opportunity. In similar, Chazal in Sochem Dabdalet, well known, Chazal says the reason magdimim the mitzvah, the reason people who are zealous, who are enthusiastic, are mekayim mitzvah early. Shenem Adamonim, from the Apostles, Ayashkim Avram Baboike, Avram Avinu was mekayim the mitzvah, Sakedo of his reason. What we'll find is, though, that on many occasions, these two principles, both connected to mitzvahs, the reason magdimim and mitzvahs, and a second principle, which is well known, which is hidul mitzvah. Hidul mitzvah, Chazal tell us, when you mekayim a mitzvah, you should do it in the most beautiful fashion possible. The Gemara in Shabbos, Chazal say, Bisnoe lefonos the mitzvah. Beautify yourself with mitzvahs, before him with mitzvahs. Talis noe, sukkah noe, lefetera noe. What we'll find is that when you try to be mekayim the zrizim abdinim, it's going to be at the expense of the hidul mitzvah. And vice versa, when you try to do the hidul mitzvah, you're not going to be able to do the zrizim magdimin in the mitzvah. We'll give several examples. And the question is, which is more important? Which takes precedence? Is it the zrizim magdimin, so you just get on with it, be mekayim as fast as possible, mitzvah bol yotzah al tach mitzvah? Or should you delay and try and be mekayim it the hidul mitzvah in a beautiful way? One or two examples in halacha, and maybe we'll go through the background, and then we'll get back to halacha lemaisa. There are many shaylos in Chanukah, which is negea for this shayla. I'll give you one example. The Ramah in Siman Chofhei discusses a case when somebody had his tefillin, but he couldn't find his talit. And there was no spare talit available, and he had this choice. Either to daven now with just the tefillin, without the talit, or to delay and wait until you get the talis. And the Ramah says, davening with a talis is more mahudah. And the idea is to first put on your talis, and then malin bekoidesh, to go up in Madrega and put on your tefillin. And here you've got the choice of waiting and delaying and being mekayim the mitzvah behidol with talis and tefillin, or daven shachas just with tefillin. And the Ramah, Siman Chofhei, paskens very clearly that you should daven immediately with just tefillin, and the Magen Avraham explains that the Ramah here is paskening that the reason magdim in the mitzvah overrides the hidul mitzvah. Do the mitzvah as soon as you can, and don't wait, don't delay it for hidul mitzvah. Another example, which is quite a common shaila, and that is the case of bris milah. You have a choice. For example, give an example: Sunday morning, you can do a bris early Sunday morning. But the chances are, you're not going to have much of a crowd there. You could delay it to midday, and you could have Barav Om Hadras Melech. The more people that take part in the mitzvah, the more people involved, is the Hidur Mitzvah, Barav Om Hadras Melech. So which is more important? So on this Shaila, there's a clear stack in the Pitzchei Tshuva, Reis Samach Beis, and Orach HaShulchan, and they're both passing clearly that the reason Magdimin is more important. The hidden mitzvah, even the expense of Barav and Hadras Melech, do the bris at the first possible opportunity. Similar to that, on a daily basis, as the Chaya Odom Klal Tamachet says, if you've reached Pesach HaChovim, it's enough, and you're ready to daven Malit, but it's a small minion. You could delay it a bit later and daven Barav Om Hadras Melech with a big minion. So the Chaya Odom, the reason Magdim in the mitzvah comes first before hidden mitzvah. But isn't quite as simple as that. This shaila is actually a machlokes horishayim, and the shaila was asked to the Truma Sadeshin, one of the early rishayim. Listen to the shaila, the shoyel. The shoyel asked the Truma Sadeshin the following shaila. He saw a levona, beautiful levona, It was after the third or seventh day of the month, and he was ready to do Kiddush Levana. The Shaila was, the Shoyel asked the Shulchan Kadesh, that the Oyez Ruah says there's a Hiddur to wait for Kiddush Levana until Metzora Shabbos. Because the Metzora Shabbos, number one, you're wearing Big Day Shabbos, for God in knowing. And number two, the Loshon of Oyez Ruah is that Metzora Shabbos, the person is Mevutim. You're in a good frame of mind, you're besimcha, you've eaten well, you've slept well, and Kiddush Levana is compared to Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina, which should be done besimcha. So as the Ruach says, there's a hiddur to do Kiddush Levana, but Meisor Shabbat, the God in Noam, the Dikti Shabbat, Kishuhu Mevut. The Shoyel asked, Shulma Tadesh, what should I do? I can see this use of Levana was midweek. Should I be Mekadosh Levana here and now and get it over? Or should I wait till Meisor Shabbat and do it the hiddur midweek? If the Shulma Tadesh says the answer to the Shaila, he passes the Shaila from a small piece of Gemara in Yevamos, that Lamed Tes, when the Gemara says that a woman who fell Liyibum, she fell Liyibum, and there were several brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all the brothers were prepared to do Yibum. The Gemara says, Mitzvah L'chatchila B'gozo Liyab. There's a mitzvah that the oldest brother, we learn it from the apostles, V'hoyah, Habachoyer, Asher, Tele, Yochum, Al-Shem, Otter, Amit. The Gemara discusses a story of a brother. The oldest brother had travelled away to Medina Sayyum. So the question is, should we wait till he gets back and be Mekai the mitzvah l'chatchila v'godol, or should we get on with the mitzvah and do his reading Magdimim as quick as we can? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara distinguishes. If he's gone away to Medina Sayyum overseas, where it's going to take him many years till he comes back, and those times travelling was difficult, and there's a risk maybe he'll never come back, then Shehuye mitzvah lo mashima. You don't delay the mitzvah, you get on with it. However, if he's only gone to Medina Acheres, to a different city, then you should wait till the oldest brother comes back. It's stuck in the Gemara. Says the Shulchan Kadesh, if you analyze this Gemara, you've been faced here with a case of Hiddur mitzvah l'chatchila begodl, Hiddur to do with a godl, or Zrizin Magdimim the mitzvah. Or do you just get on with it? And the Gemara is asking that you wait for the older brother to come back. You see the Hiddur mitzvah override the reason of Mandinian. So the Shulchan Kadesh, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, wait for Meisor Shabbat. Because Hiddur is more important than the reason. As long as it's not at the expense of risking. So he says, if it's after the 10th of the month, the clear stuck. If it's after the 10th of the month where there's a risk of him not being the Kaddish Levana, not seeing the Levana, then that's compared to the brother who's gone to Medina Siyam overseas, where there's a risk of him not coming back, where the Gemara customs that you don't wait for the older brother. But if it's within the 10th of the month and there isn't such a great risk, then you wait for the Hiddur Mitzvah for Motzai Shabbat. The Sefer Chassidim, also one of the Rishonim of Yehuda Chassid, however, argues, and in two lines, he gives you the very clear back. He says, brings the Pasuk in Tehillim, Chashti v'lo hitma'amoti lishma mitzvetzecho. The Pasuk says, I hurried and I didn't delay keeping your mitzvahs. Says the Sefer Chassidim, Lo ye'akev odom et ha-mitzvah, ba'avur zeh she'om ra'koyo zeh keilim ha-zeh yusnal upon the mitzvah. Lo ya'akev adam sa mitzvah. A person shouldn't delay the mitzvah to try and keep his noel upon the mitzvah. Zekeim adeyu asel chotalis noel tzitzis noel. The Sefer Chassidim is passing clearly that zrizin mandim in the mitzvah takes preference over his mitzvah. I'm close to Rishon we have it. Truma Sadeshin says his mitzvah. Is more important than reason. Wait and be Makai in the midst of the Hiddur. And the Sefer Hasidim is paskening that Zrizin Magdim in the midst of is more important than Hiddur Mitzvah. We're going to have to know how the Sefer Hasidim is going to answer that Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos clearly seems to imply the Raya, the Shulchan Kadesh, and you wait for the older brother, that Hiddur Mitzvah is more important than Zrizin Magdim in the midst of it. It's interesting that these Rishonim don't give any logic, any svaras What are the svaras here? You wait, is reason mandimi more important? Or is hidul mitzvah more important? And they're giving stocking, clear stocking. One holds reason is more important, one holds hidul mitzvah is more important. But what are the svaras behind it? Why is the reason to say reason is more important? Why is the reason to say hidul is more important? And the chayra, the pshat in this machlokes rishonim, depends on the reasoning behind reason magdim in a mitzvah. There are two pshatim is reason magdim in a mitzvah. Yiri and Yuma says the reason why we have to hurry and do our mitzvah is that the Meiri kedei shelo yisrashu the mitzvah, the oisa oisa beli kavona bepirukoyel. That when we delay doing the mitzvah, then we're being mezalzel there in the mitzvah. We're showing the mitzvah this. A second rate. We've got more important things to do. You're lacking in the kavod and the honor of the mitzvah, the zilgul of the mitzvah. That's the minhag you understand. Do it. Give it a chashiva. Get on with it. Do it. That should be your first priority of the day. The Maram Shik in Sochin Batalit and the Shalik of Shuvas Pnei Yeshua give a much simpler reason, practical reason. They say the reason why you've got to do this is because if you delay, if you delay the mitzvah, there's a risk you might not get around to doing it. Every hour you delay the mitzvah and you get on with your own business, there's a chance you won't be doing that mitzvah altogether. Those two reasons are l'chayra, the pshat and the machlokes rishonim. If you listen half a minute, listen. The Truma Tadeshen says that the reason I deem in a mitzvah is not such an important issue when it comes to hidul mitzvah. Hidul mitzvah, delay it and do the mitzvah, the hidul. Because the Truma Tadeshin understood the reason why we've got to be zoris for a mitzvah is because you don't want to be mezalzel. Don't be mezalzel the mitzvah. Don't degrade it. Don't just push it away. But if you're delaying it because you want to beautify it, if you're delaying it because of hidul mitzvah, then there's no chisson of Jesus and Adin, then you're not being mezalzel in the mitzvah. On the contrary, you're delaying it because you're mashed the mitzvah because you want to do it the hidul. The Sefer Chassidim seems to have understood that the idea of Jesus and Adin is do it as quick as you can because you might not get around to it. Don't delay. When you delay mitzvah, you're risking ever getting around to being a kindness. Therefore, says the Sefer Chassidim, even for hidul mitzvah, even for hidul mitzvah, don't delay. You're going to risk. You might have done the mitzvah altogether if you delay. Better do it and do it as well as you can at the moment and do not delay. That's the chayra, the deal in the machlokes rishonim. If you understand that, then it's very poshut. The Gemara in Yevamot, and the Gemara in Yevamot says, you delay mitzvah yibum for the older brother, the mahadah. You do hidul. You don't do reason. You wait till the older brother comes back from Medina Tayyom. The Truma Tadeshin proved from here that hidul mitzvah is more important. The answer, this is not a kasha. This is not a kasha on the Sefer Chassidim. Because the only reason why the Sefer Chassidim says reason comes first is because you don't want to risk. If you don't do it quickly, you might not get around to do the mitzvah. That only applies to mitzvahs which have a time limit. Yibum has no time limit. You don't do it today, you can do it tomorrow. You don't do it tomorrow, you can do it next year. And here, even the Sefer Chassidim agrees, yes, hidul mitzvah takes preference. Delay it, and be mekayem be hidul. Sefer Chassidim was only saying in those mitzvahs, if you don't do it as fast as you can, you've got a risk of not being mekayem. I'd like to get back to halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, and there's many shailas here. The Chofetz Chaim, Dira Alocha, Paschim, Clear Tzak, Reason Magdimin, versus Hidul Mitzvah, Paschim, Chofetz Chaim, Reason Magdimin, Tamsves. Reason Magdimin is more important than Hidul Mitzvah. And he bases his Tzak on that Ramah of Tfilin. The fact that the Ramah passes by Tfilin, that you put on your Tfilin, you don't wait for your talis. The raya that reason magdimin is more important than hidul mitzvah. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Accordingly, when it comes to kiddush levana, you should be mekadosh the levana at the first instance, the first opportunity. Reason magdimin counts before hidul mitzvah, and it brings from the Bach and the Vilna Gaon and Ma'aseh Rav, those paskim that reason Magdimin come before his Bima Kaddish to Levona at the first opportunity, do not delay until Metzor Shabbos. How the Bach and the Vilna Gaon paskim. However, the Bir Halacha is baffled, and he asked it as a kasha, and he lied about Torah Iyun. He says, I cannot understand it. There's a stealer here. Because the Ramah in Hilchot Kiddush Levana is Sima Tov Chavav Paskin. And when it comes to Kiddush Levana, you should wait till Mitzvah Shabbat. As long as it's before the 10th of the month. And the Ramah is passing there now the Truma Sadesh, and you should be Mahada. Delay, do not do Zrizin. And delay, be Mahada Mitzvah Shabbat. As the steer in the Ramah, the Gabbat's filling, the Gabbat's basic mitzvah, the Ramah's passing is reason might be better than his. When it comes to Kiddush Levana, why does the Ramah bring this from a Sadesh and say you should wait for Mosar Shabbat to steer an halacha? There is an answer to this steer. And I don't think it's the capacity of this shir to answer. There is, I think, a very clear answer to answer the miyash of the Ramah. It's the shtickle Torah. So to get to Hanukkah. Now, I've seen two tefachim about Hanukkah. I'd like to mention to you in this Shiloh. One tefach saw brought down from a Sefer Shiloh Sitchuv was pre Haftodah. I checked out the Sefer. It comes from a Hungarian Gadol about 150 years ago. It seems to be one of the postgame of the man. Three volumes. A Shiloh Sitchuv was pre Haftodah. This was the Shiloh given to this priyatsov. There was this person who had candles, wax candles, and he didn't have any oil available. And he could get oil, and he'd have to go to a village and travel. It'd take him an hour or two to get the oil. But he could get the oil. And the shaila was, what should he do? Should he light with the wax candles? Or should he wait for the oil? And oil is brought in halacha, clearly oil is a hiddur. Better to light with oil because the nest was not Ali Bei Shemen. Reminds us of the nest when it's found Ali Bei Shemen. And the Shai was, does he do his reason Magdimun, light through the mitzvah as soon as he can with candles, or does he delay for a hit of mitzvah and wait for the oil? The Priya tells in a very short answer, without any riot, Paskin, wait for the oil. Wait for the oil. Delay. Do not do the mitzvah the zrizut. Do it the hizut. The chayyah that is not like the Ramah and the Bir Halacha, which seems to clearly pattern that zrizin overrides hizut. Let me tell you another stack. Another stack in the Sefer Nitzei Gavriel from the Gavriel Sinai. He says the following shaila. Listen to this shaila. There's the Shev Yankov Paskin. The Shev Yankov Paskin that there's an Indian to sit with the neighbors for half an hour, light, and to watch the neighbors, and the Yoshev Al Tzadah Neiros Chatzishah. This is the shaila to shoot the Shev Yankov. Now this man has got a choice. It's Nacht. He's ready to light. But as soon as he lights, he's got to rush out somewhere. He's got something very important to do. Maybe even he has to go and have a marriage. Very important. But he cannot sit at the neighbor for half an hour. He could delay his avlocha, light in an hour's time, and then he'll be miyoshev, he'll be relaxed, and then he has the time to sit and be mekayim the kid in the midst of the Shev Yankov and sit by the neighbor for half an hour. What should he do? Should he be mekayim his rizut, do it now, and not do the hiddur, or do you wait an hour? And he passed him there in the Nitzei Gavriel. He says, wait, delay your avlocha for an hour. It's worthwhile being mekayim in the mitzvah, the hiddur. And you'll sit there for half an hour. Hiddur mitzvah is more important than reason, like you know. And so here we have two stock in the Chanukah, which seem clearly to imply that when it comes to mitzvah Chanukah, hiddur mitzvah is more important than reason, like you know, which is keneged l'chayra, the basic principles of halacha. Possibly, maybe, when it comes to Chanukah, things are different. Because Chanukah, we find, the Gemara says, there's a special, special inyan of Mahadrin, 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 Mina Mahadrin, for Pitsumin Nisa, there's your first beautify in the mitzvah, and let the whole world see the mitzvah and do it in the clearest way that the world sees the nest. So maybe when it comes to Chanukah, Pitsumin Nisa, or Hidra Mitzvah, doing the mitzvah in a beautiful way overrides reason and dinim. I want to mention just another shaila, which has happened to me many times, and I don't actually want to pass in the shaila, because if anybody has the shaila, I think you've got to go and ask your rov, and it depends each person is there in their circumstances, and it has to be carefully, you have to be done on it. What happens, the Mishnah Berurah in Tosfos Ayin Beis passed in, he brings from the Magen Avraham, that there's a hiddur to gather the Bnei Bayis. Should be kabbik b'nei abayis. I mean, even your sons who are going to be possibly lighting their own menorah, it could be over bar mitzvah, it could be under bar mitzvah, they're going to be doing their own adlocker. Still, the father of the household, Magen Avraham, says, kabbik b'nei abayis, everyone should be there standing. It's the union of Rav and Hadras Melech. Everyone should be there when the father. Now listen, I've got a choice. It's not, I'm ready to light. But my sons are doing something more important, or maybe they're in school, they're not around. So I can light in half an hour's time and do the Hidra Mitzvah. It covers for nearby, I can do it like the Magen Avraham says, the Hidra Mitzvah with the whole family. Or I can do it with Reason, Magim, and the Mitzvah. Do it early, straight away. Mitzvah, Vol, Yot, Tartak, Mitzvah. What takes preference? Is Reason, Magim more important? And let the boys light when they come home, they'll do their own adlocker with the whole. With all the singing, everything, or do I wait? This is a shaila which has happened to me several times. And if anybody has a shaila, they won't have to ask the rabbi. Maybe just to finish up with one just quick thought, and that is that this shaila of Rizim Magdimim versus Hidra Mitzvah, where we generally custom that Rizim Magdimim comes first. It's very possible that the Rizim Magdimim here isn't really at the expense of Hidra Mitzvah. We're not really going to negative Hidra Mitzvah. Because when a Yid runs and does a mitzvah, has adopted Bar Mitzvah, possibly it's the most beautiful Ein Chachidu Gadol Mizeh. You know, the Mitzvah Sharon brings that all the obviously brings many examples. The obvious were always Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bizrizot. Vayimahe Avraham, Ho'oyalo, Vatimahe Rivka, Vata'ara Kado. He brings that the others, when it came to mitzvah, they did it with such enthusiasm, with such chesed, they ran, the greatest reason. And maybe in this setting, when I see way off in the morning, even running here to this shir, being a kind of reason, there's not, no sight more beautiful, Eina Fahidu Gogol Yizeh, Boishan should help us, which is Mizoicha, Hakim Mekayim, mitzvah, both the reason and the Hizr.